Energy. Good morning, Kansas City. It is the Rocket and Teresa show. Years ago, I remember meeting this little skinny, little blonde, just gorgeous, wonderful person by the name of Taylor Swift. And I remember a few years ago, I had a chance to see her and her family flew me down to Nashville for the Red Tour, the announcement. And I remember talking to her dad, Doug, and then Papa John. We sat there, had a few cocktails, and I remember her
like
dad.
Like the actual Papa John.
Yeah, I just call him Papa. He gave my daughter a card for a pizza free every week for her forever. But I remember sitting there talking to him, and Doug was like, he kind of teared up a little bit because, you know, we're having a couple cocktails. He was like, my daughter made it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
I mean, and this is a few years ago. What a great family. She's real close to her brother who went to Notre Dame, one of my buddies that knew him in school. But it's neat that she's selling out Arrowhead Stadium.
I know. She's coming back to Kansas City in 2018, going to be at Arrowhead Stadium. And tickets don't even go on sale until December 13th. But we have them before you can buy them. We're going to play at 7:20 with our birthday game.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Time just announced their person of the year. And it is a group the magazine calls the Silence Breakers. Time is recognizing and honoring the women and men who have come forward to raise national awareness and engagement on the long-running issue of sexual harassment. Colin Kaepernick, he was actually one of the people that they thought could end up getting Time's Person of the Year. And he's actually celebrating after receiving a very important honor last night. It was the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year Awards. And he was accepting the Muhammad Ali Award. But nobody knew he had a complete surprise presenter, Beyonce.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud and humbled to present the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award to Colin Kaepernick.
I accept this award knowing that the legacy of Muhammad Ali is that of a champion of the people and one who was affectionately known as the people's champ. I accept this award not for myself, but on behalf of the people.
Netflix, they are firing Danny Masterson amid rape allegations. The streaming service said yesterday the 41-year-old actor has been cut from the show The Ranch, and his character is being written out. He will still appear in the fourth part of the comedy series because it's already done. It's scheduled for release next week, and he's already in some episodes next year.
Have you watched the show?
Oh, I love the show. I've seen every episode. He's widely known for playing Stephen Hyde on That 70s Show. He's accused of raping four women in the early 2000s. Now, Tara, you asked me earlier if he had a statement, and I said no, but I was incorrect. He actually has spoken up. He denies all the allegations, and he says he's very disappointed with Netflix's decision, adding, law enforcement investigated these claims more than 15 years ago and determined them to be without merit. And he's not currently under investigation now.
So does he have a lawsuit, you think?
I think he does. You know, when people come forward, if it's true, then bless them for coming forward and being brave, and I'm glad that they take action. But if it's not proven and has already been investigated, you know, I think we're getting to a point now where networks and companies are so fearful of it that they're just firing people without any proof or without proof, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
I feel like sometimes they're jumping the gun just a little bit. And John Mayer is recovering after being hospitalized for an emergency appendectomy. Representatives for the singer-songwriter and guitarist said yesterday he was rushed to a New Orleans area hospital for the procedure, forcing him to cancel a concert with the Dead & Company scheduled for last night. He's on tour with three former Grateful Dead members, and it's really unclear if he's going to recover in time to close out that tour.
I like his cologne smell that he wears.
What?
His cologne.
Like, does he brand a cologne, or are you talking about his actual body musk?
Oh, never mind.
Oh. Rocket likes the smell of John Mayer. Not know that. Now I do.
Yes.
That's your tabloid trash.
Mix 93.3 already did it once. And now it's time to do it again. Ho, ho, ho. The holiday hookup is back. Part two. Where you correctly guess the price and win it all.
Hey, we're Maroon 5.
A trip for two to see Maroon 5 in New York City. The hottest gifts for those on your list, including an LOL Big Surprise, Fingerlings, and Pick Me Pops. Merry Christmas! Take take care of yourself with a Nintendo Switch, a new bicycle, iPad, and that iTunes gift card. And enjoy prize packs from Holiday Ham, Celsius Tannery, The Spa at Briar Cliff, and Starlight Theater tickets to see Broadway's next hit. And we'll top it all off with diamond and pearl earrings from Mazarie's Jewelry.
It's Santa!
Just listen each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5, and guess how much the holiday hookup is worth. Get the exact price right, and you'll win it all. But don't worry, we tell you if you're too high or too low. The Holiday Hookup Part 2, all from Mix 93.3. Happy Holidays!